Hello and welcome to the IRPP's Interview with the Author series. My name is Nicola Johnston and today we are joined by my guest Nicole F. Bernier. She is a research director at the Institute for Research on Public Policy and she is co-author along with Michel Grignon of the new study Financing Long-Term Care published by the IRPP. We joined her today in Montreal. Welcome, Nicole.
Thank you.
So your study assesses the main financing options for long-term care, which include private savings, private insurance, and public universal insurance. So can you first help set the issue in context? Why is funding for long-term care so important?
Yes, I will start with specifying what we mean by long-term care. It's different from hospital or medical care in that it's not curative, but it's more related to assisting people to function in their daily lives. So it can include eating, health assistance with eating, dressing, or taking a bath in the most heavy or complex cases. But it can also involve help with running errands, preparing meals, or cleaning the house. So that help is, most of that help is provided on an informal basis by caregivers. But it can also be required. Sometimes caregivers are not around or cannot provide all the care that is required. So a kind of formal care is also needed. So with the population aging, there will be a rapid increase in seniors requiring long-term care over the next years. And about 14% of seniors require assistance. So currently, long-term care is not covered by the Canada Health Act. And what we have is a patchwork of programs that are financed by the provinces. And the provinces require co-payments by individuals. And so it's a patchwork also because the amount charged by two individuals and the access to the services vary greatly by province, and they also vary depending on whether the services are required in the home of the care recipient or in a public facility. So we don't know, like the problem now is that we don't know easily what is available as citizens, and we don't know in the future how these services will be financed. So as citizens, we don't know how to prepare.
So can you first run us by the private savings as an option for financing long-term care? What does your research tell us about that option?
Yes. The first thing individuals can do is to save for their possible long-term care needs. We could imagine, for instance, that individuals save in medical savings account for long-term care. And like we have examples with the IRSPs, for example, where the savings are not taxed, are tax exempt, and they are taxable when the savings are taken, are used. But this is not a good approach to ensure universal access to financing universal long-term care. Mm-hmm. Why? Is because we risk saving too much or not enough. First of all, 31% of individuals who are 65 right now will never require long-term care services. Mm. So they will have saved for nothing. On the other end, 20%, one out of five individuals will require 5 years or more of long-term care. So what will happen in that case is you will not be saving enough. So what are we left to do after those 5 years? So because the risk is not distributed evenly among the population, some form of insurance is needed.
Mm-hmm. And so when it comes to private insurance, then you said that this option isn't popular anywhere, even in the U.S. and Singapore. So why is that?
Yes. In the U.S., only about 10% of Americans own a private long-term care insurance contract. Why only 10% in a country that normally relies so heavily on private markets? So there are many explanations, but two solid explanations are that there exists a means-tested last resort program. In the U.S., we have Medicaid, and Medicaid requires that individuals spend down their assets and spend their income first, and then they the program finances the services, the long-term care services that are required. So what happens is if one has private insurance, he has no additional benefits, so there is no incentive to buy a private insurance contract. And this is the same in Canada with the existing provincial programs. The other explanation is that there is a long time gap between the time that we pay premiums and that we are likely to collect benefits. Because it's a long-term care insurance program, typically individuals, what they will do is they will contribute for many, many years, and then at the end of their life, they are likely to require some benefit, some care. And this is not unlike life insurance or retirement pension, except that in the case of long-term care insurance, it is combined with one other factor, mm-hmm. which is the cost of 1 hour of long-term care is expected to increase steadily from 1 year to the next over the years. So what we pay now might be adequate to pay for benefits that would be provided now, but it would be insufficient for benefits that are required, say, 40 years from now. So what do private insurers do to protect themselves is that they either restrict the benefits or charge higher premiums. Mm. In both cases, this makes the private insurance policies unattractive for individuals. They become too costly, and that individuals are still uncertain that they will have access to the care they need, because if insurers, for instance, they choose to give a flat benefit, say they say if you have such or such condition, you will get $100 benefit instead of the service that they actually need. This doesn't reduce the certainty, the uncertainty, which is what private insurance should do. So this is why these two large explanations are why private insurance is not popular anywhere, even in the U.S.
Mm. And so finally, your study concludes that universal public insurance is the best option. So can you tell us why?
Yes. What are the options left? Now we have seen private private savings, private insurance. Well, if we were going to go with a private insurance market, like to ensure that every individual in Canada has access to long-term care services, this would require governments to intervene heavily in the market. And to regulate, to subsidize, because many individuals would not have enough income to really pay for their premiums. It would require heavy government intervention in that market, and it would make it very costly, and it would reduce incentives for insurers to compete. It would make the market not very efficient. And it would correct the market failures, but still we would not attain a very good optimal solution. And also, perhaps the main reason is that we would also need to abolish the existing means-tested programs that we have in the provincial and territorial level in Canada. And this is for the programs for long-term care and also probably hospital care, because this is the last resort option for people who have no other care alternative. They end up at the hospital. So we would need, the governments would need to abolish those programs to give private insurance an absolute monopoly. So there would be no disincentives for individuals to purchase private insurance. And as we know, this would be a very radical option. So by contrast, public insurance, we would have a single payer, and this would give us access to a large pool of insured. So the large pool would allow to distribute the risk among individuals, among low risk and high risk, among generations, and to solve many of the problems that the private market that I have mentioned with the private market. And also, it would, because of all this, it would reduce the what we call in economics the transaction cost. So it would be more cost effective. What it means is that individuals would pay less for more coverage. So by nature, the social insurance solves a problem, the problems of the private insurance market, and this is why we recommend this as the best option for financing long-term care in Canada.
Thank you very much for your time today, Nicole.
Thank you.
Nicole F. Bernier is a research director at the Institute for Research on Public Policy, and she is co-author, along with Michel Grignon, of the new study, Financing Long-Term Care, published by the IRPP. We joined her today in Montreal. Of course, you can download this study free of charge from our website at www.irpp.org.